Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calter Show.
.025 The Bone, it is the Mike Calter Show. Good choice, Carmen.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Carmen said, I want to hear some, she actually used the F word. She goes, I want to hear some effing Anthrax. This is one of those ones I was talking about. Anthrax has been around for a long time, and they came out with this album, For All Kings, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago. One of their best albums, man. I love metal music. My son and I were discussing metal the other day. He goes, you know, my friend and I were talking about metal, and there's so many different ones. And I go, oh, there's so many different genres of metal. Death metal, black metal, European metal, you know. What's that?
Speed metal.
Speed metal, thrash metal.
Scream metal.
Yep. All the different stuff. And that, you know, it's funny is I brought that up to him in Spanish. I said, the singer really makes the band. Because you could hear something, you're like, oh, this is great music, and then they come in with those Cookie Monster vocals.
I go, nope, I'm done.
I can't.
There was a time that I was like way into that, and I was going to like metal shows all the time.
But that kind of metal where they're like
Hate Breed, Lamb of God, early Slipknot before they went mainstream was very like heavy like that. Hate Breed used to be one of my favorite bands.
Was this when you had your head shaved?
Yes.
Oh, man. Have you guys seen pictures of Gio with his head shaved?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I knew Gio with his head shaved.
Totally different person.
Most of the time I was here, I had like my head shaved.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gio used to go to meetings.
For sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Yeah, he had the red shoelaces.
Not true.
Yeah.
It's funny that you bring up, is it Hatebreed? What was the guy that worked here? What was his band that he was in?
Crossbreed?
Crossbreed.
Yeah.
No, was it Crossbreed?
Was it?
I believe so, yeah.
It was something breed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the popular one.
Shootang was his alter ego.
Because you're thinking of Crossfade, which was popular.
Yes.
A metal band, but Crossbreed was a heavy metal band.
Okay. So Crossfade, yes, was popular at that time. And maybe a little bit before that, whatever. So there was a guy that worked here, and one of the first things that I went out, like a remote, whenever I started working here at a car dealership, he was the guy that set the stuff up, and we were talking, and he brought up his band. And he goes, I used to be in Crossbreed. And I was like, oh, really? I go, dude, I've heard of that. I go, in fact, you guys played at the club that I used to work at and booked the bands and stuff. And he goes, where? And I told him, and he goes, I don't think we played up there. And I go, wait, what's the band? And he said, Crossbreed. And I go, oh, I'm thinking of Crossfade. They were, and he was like, no, they were more successful. I was like, oh, different guys. Yeah.
I mean, I think Crossbreed was, they had been on like Ozfest a couple times and stuff. Like they, you know, they had some success in that genre.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
But Crossfade was like chick rock almost.
Like yeah, they were like
Nickelback, Breaking Benjamin type sounding band.
Yeah, very much so.
Concert on my own, Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
Because
no, I mean, they're fine, but does not seem like your style.
Yeah, I was just in middle school, and so invited. Uh-huh. And so the parents dropped us off. It was two guys and two girls. And we went, and we got split up, and I made my way up to the stage. I got to the front, and one of the security guards came, picked me up, and carried me to the back of the thing, because this was like a nightclub-type venue. It was before they were big.
Right.
So a security guard came and picked me up, carried me to the back, and said, you're too little to be up there. I was like, son of a bitch. I made my way all the way up here.
That's funny.
I hate that you were in middle school.
That hurts.
My first concert, Carmen, was my girlfriend's family took me to see Elvis Crespo at the Hard Rock in Miami. And I had no idea who this person was when I went to go see it.
Well, my first ever concert was Britney Spears at the State Fair. I remember that.
I went and saw Boys to Men.
At
the Florida State Fairgrounds.
Yeah. You want to know my first concert?
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm not that old. I'm not that old. This is Steppenwolf, but it was John Kay and Steppenwolf because the singer, I guess, did his own version of it, or I don't know exactly what happened, whether he wanted more notoriety, but he played at our town's cultural arts center. Ooh. And I was, I don't know how old, but the guy that my brother was taking guitar lessons from, Pat Williams, who went to Guitar Institute of Technology, which is where all those great players go, he was opening up for him. So we went to see him and we stuck around for Steppenwolf. But it was pretty cool. It was actually, I was young. I was like, whoa, check this out.
Yeah, that's such a good song.
But every time I say that, people are like, how old are you?
You want to know my first concert?
Your first concert, I think, I'm going to say, was Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
And they... No, go ahead.
I was going to go to the band on the Titanic, as it's saying.
Mozart.
<That's pretty> good. Mozart. Beethoven.
It was a caveman just banging a drum. Your first concert was the Big Bang.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Joe. What is it, really?
Duke Ellington.
Well, this is going to be a disappointment now. No, I actually won tickets in this market to go see at the Tampa Armory. James Brown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was my first concert. And it was the weirdest. We were the only, I don't know if I can say this, but we were the only white people in the entire thing.
No, yeah. But tell the whole story. This story have you guys ever heard this story?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to tell the full story.
Okay, you go to the Tampa Armory, right, and there's the stage is up front, and they have like a long hall, but there's no seats. So you have to go and you have to buy a seat, okay?
Okay.
Will you bring these chairs over to long tables, just like six long tables set up all the way front and back. And we're in there for like an hour, 2 hours before it starts, and people start showing up with food. So they're like picnicking. Everyone is just like hanging out and partying, waiting for James Brown to come out. He showed up about an hour late, and he would not come out until everyone said his name, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, like repeatedly for like 5 minutes.
What? Like he was Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I mean, they were like, James Brown!
But did they feed you, like, some food, too? Yes. Like, you guys were all eating dinner together before he came out?
Yeah, everyone was super nice. We were like, you know, they were very welcoming. We had a great time. It was, I'd never been to a concert before, so I had no idea what to expect. It was the strangest thing ever.
I love it.
I didn't know it was weird at the time. I just thought, well, this is what you do.
Every concert.
Listen. I love me some funk. I just imagine Joe in a room full of food all over the table and stuff. People, baby, come try this.
People were dancing on tables. It really was great.
Do you recall, was Bootsy Collins playing with him at this time? Or
I think so, but yeah. I was so young. I was probably like, I don't know, 16 or 17.
Didn't know who the hell anybody was.
I didn't even know who Bootsy Collins was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good first concert. Yeah. You've probably been let down ever since.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, everything after that, you're like, yeah, saw James Brown.
Yeah.
This isn't as good.
All downhill from there.
I was reading the article here. It says that there is a 582% jump in people registering for online courses last year because everybody's stuck at home. Everyone's like, hey, how can I make myself better? And they went and did that. This is the 10 most popular ones. What would you think people registering for online courses?
Real estate license.
Yeah.
You know? That's good for a lot of people. If you're good at talking to people and you have a good personality, you can make a lot of money in real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate is not one of them, though.
Oh, wow.
No.
Bartending classes.
You would think. Not in there. Well, but all the bars are closed, so people are like, I can't use it. Maybe whenever it opens. I'll tell you that sports nutrition was one of them.
Okay.
Marketing, social media. Different classes, online courses for photography, graphic design, Excel. Does anybody know how to use any of that stuff? Like,
I don't.
Like, could anybody here get a job in an office?
Oh, yeah. Like PowerPoint, Excel, and all that kind of
stuff? I can do PowerPoint. I can't do Excel.
Oh, because of school, you had to learn all that stuff?
Yeah,
or what?
I've had to do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Carmen's smartest on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
PowerPoint is not as hard as it looks, but Excel blows my mind when you start doing all the equations for the boxes and stuff.
But honestly, you know what? If you ever get like held up or anything, YouTube it. someone made a video about the equation that you need to do on Excel, and they'll take you step for step, and all you have to do is enter your numbers instead of their numbers. It like that's basically how I got through college.
Some of the other ones they said, cooking and baking classes came in at 15th place. Dog care was 32nd. Cryptocurrency classes learn about that came in 40th. Guitar was 41st. And tarot card reading was 50th.
There's a class for that?
Yeah. Oh, there's a class for everything. Are you kidding me? Of course. Cryptocurrency, it's so funny. I've watched, this was a couple years ago. Remember when we were having Alex Winter on about Bill and Ted?
Yeah.
You know, and I was watching a cryptocurrency thing, and they kept going to this guy, and I'm like, who is that guy? I know that guy. And then I realized that it was Bill from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, because he got in heavy into cryptocurrency and all that stuff. And I even at the end of the documentary, I was like, I still don't know what it is or how it works.
Yeah. And then, like, what's strange is, you know, if you have the Coinbase app, they will give you a little description. But even in that description, they use, like, keywords that I still have to look up, because I'm like, I don't know what, you know, what the difference between some of the stuff is.
It went into the thing about how they say it's a Japanese guy that started the whole thing, and he's some mysterious guy that nobody knows whether he's real or not. And then they thought that they found him, and he said, oh, no, that it wasn't him, but it totally could have been him.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All I know is if I buy some and it goes up and then I sell it, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, then you make money. It's all good.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, you know, like we were talking about before with the video game big, like, contest that they have, the not contest, but what is it, where they play against each other?
The tournaments.
Yeah, tournaments. So the tournaments, remember I was telling you that story where they had first place was $500, second place was $250, and third place was $500 in crypto.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And it was actually Bitcoin, $500. Oh. Bitcoin back then.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Right. And you know somebody was like, oh, stupid Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Now they're like, sweet.
Well, me and Gio say it all the time. I mean, I've sent him screenshots of Bitcoin when it got over 50,000, because we'll talk and be like, you remember when our buddies were just ordering drugs online and pizzas with Bitcoin?
Yeah.
You know, and you were like, you never knew what it was, and now it's making people millionaires.
When I first heard about Bitcoin, it was probably 10 years ago, and I just knew it as a way to get free stuff on the internet. Yeah. Because you could somehow mine the Bitcoins. I'm like, oh, that'd be
dark web currency.
Yeah, people were buying, they were buying like CDs and DVDs and free pizzas. And so I started looking into it. I'm like, oh, it'd be so cool if I can get free pizza because I'm broke.
What?
And now if I, you know, if I followed through on it, I wouldn't be sitting here with you people.
So here's the interesting thing to me is, you know, the whole cryptocurrency thing is that it's not banks and it has nothing to do with it. And,
that's right.
You know, all that stuff. Yeah, okay. But if you... if you had enough Bitcoin right now that the Bitcoin was worth, say, $5 million, you would sell it, and what would you get?
$5 million U.S. dollars or whatever currency you switch it to. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're really saying, yes, this is the more important platform is actual U.S. currency.
Cash is king, yeah. Cause there's a big debate online right now about that, actually, about because they say it's decentralized. That's why like online wallets are becoming more and more popular, because you can store your money, quote unquote, there, or your coins there. But yeah, essentially, when you want to make the cash back, you have, no matter what, where you are, you have to exchange it into your national currency.
But eventually, isn't like Bitcoin going to have like a credit card or some type of
But here's the thing. Think about this. Think about how long Apple Pay has been around and how many places don't have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Think about how many places do have it. There's a lot more that have it than don't.
No, I've noticed in the last year or two, it's really the amount of people that have Apple Pay is, because now most gas stations, you can use Apple Pay right at the pump.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the time, like I can't remember where I was, but they just had me tap my credit card. I didn't even have to put my credit card in the chip reader anymore.
Right, if you think of all the places that are out there, and I'm talking about all the mom and pop stores and restaurants and all these different places that don't take Apple Pay, there's a lot that have it now, and it's been, you know, a short amount of time that this many have had it. But think about if Bitcoin right now, how many places take Bitcoin? Most of the places are on the internet. It's online.
Bitcoin. The only place that I saw where you would pay in person in Bitcoin was in Amsterdam when you would go to buy food or groceries or, you know, pot over there. Yeah, they'll take it right out of your account. You know, Bitcoin to Bitcoin transaction.
And the rumor is that Apple may eventually start accepting Bitcoin in their ecosystem to buy anything. Apple TV, songs, and, you know, products, computers, everything.
And it's going to be interesting because then you have Ethereum, which is it's not really a coin. It's software-based, and you need the Ethereum coin as, like, the fuel or the gas to run the mathematical equation. Yeah, so then it becomes interesting because it's kind of like Ethereum supports itself, and then it has all these other coins that it uses for programming and encrypting data. So, like, a bank would use Ethereum where Apple or Tesla would use Bitcoin. So it starts to become really complicated at that level.
So here's the thing is, you know, I certainly don't understand everything about cryptocurrency, but I may know more than the next person. But also what you just said was clip-clop-clurp. Because there's people right now that still don't know how to break a 20. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. If I gave Dum Dum Lori a 20 and said, can you break that for me and give me, you know, five ones, she would not have any idea. Yeah. 10, 5, 5, 1, she wouldn't know. She would just look at it and probably rip it in half.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's so advanced that it's going to take so long for people to catch up to that stuff. Because even, like I said before, think about how many people still don't have a personal computer.
It's so true.
Yeah. I still don't trust the cryptocurrency.
I know a lot.
I have a little bit, but I have nothing that would, you know.
Yeah.
Well, when the power goes out, your $5,000 in cash is still there.
Yeah, you're right. Brick of gold also. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The gold or diamonds or whatever you're doing and all that. You know, I mean, listen, it's great, and I want to learn about it because the future and all that. But for right now, there's a lot of people that their mind just exploded. They have no idea what you're talking about, the gas that fuels Ethereum and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. It's 9:35 Tuesday. If you're just tuning in and wondering why Mike's not here, it's because, you know, the family went on spring break. He took the stuff to try and broadcast, but it didn't really work out very well. The Wi-Fi was all shoddy and stuff, so he wound up sounding like a cyborg. So it's Galvin, Spanish, Carmen, Gio, Pap, all here. And then who knows what's happening for the rest of the week. I guess we'll come back and discuss that and wrap up the show and tell you what's happening for the rest of the week. It is the Mike Kelta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, the Mike Kelta Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.